Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
So do your children have asthma? And if they do they know how to use their inhaler properly? Do they know how to kind of take care of themselves if they need a rescue situation? When do you sort of turn over treatment? And let's talk about some of the really popular and common treatments for asthma. My guest is Dr. Jen Kim. She's a pediatrician with North Shore University Health Systems. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kim. So asthma, when do we sort of turnover treatment? If our children have asthma, let's just start there. We're kind of monitoring their treatments. Speak to us a little bit about the common treatments for asthma, and when do we let our children sort of monitor their own?
Well, the first treatment would be a rescue inhaler, albuterol, and that has a variety of brand names associated with that. And so what that inhaler does is relax the muscles around the airway temporarily. So if they're tight because of exercise or a cold or exposure to smoke or exposure to something they're allergic to, it can temporarily give them relief. Now, if the symptoms are more chronic or persistent, and there are some rules about that, so we generally say more than twice a week on a regular basis during the day, or waking up more than once a month in the middle of the night due to asthma symptoms, that would indicate that that the child would need more help than just the albuterol as needed.
Where do kids carry their inhalers around? Where do you suggest? Do you suggest in their pocket or in their gym bags, their backpacks? Do they give one to a teacher just in case? What do you suggest they do that way?
Well, this is very much dependent on the age of the child. So certainly a preschooler or a young elementary school student, they really do need adult supervision and assessment as to when they might need their inhaler. As the child grows, as they enter into their second decade of life, they are probably more able to discern when to use their inhaler and when not to. It is very much dependent on the individual child, too, though. So I think along with the parent and the doctor and the child, that's the kind of decision-making that should be on an individual basis. Certainly by high school, they should be able to understand when to use their rescue inhaler.
So back in the day, Dr. Kim, and you're an allergist and an immunologist, back in the day, even with exercise-induced asthma, even if there was no difference between the two, kids with asthma were told to sit out of gym. They didn't, you know, run around with other kids. That's different today, isn't it? Kids with non-exercise-induced asthma can do just what every other kid does.
And even those children with exercise-induced asthma, our goal is to have them do whatever they want to do to the extent they want to do it. And so we can use medications to help them get to that point. We do not recommend that they sit out or alter their exercise routine or be less vigorous in their exercise, because that's really not acceptable, in my opinion. So basically, we need to get their asthma to a point where they are just like everybody else.
Is it typical if a child is on the long-term, you know, medication and long-term control medicines, does asthma go away, Dr. Kim?
You know, that's a controversial question. Some people would suggest, no, it never really goes away. You may have that propensity of having your airways be hyperreactive for life, but certainly it is well established that the severity of asthma can fluctuate widely over your lifetime. So you may still have some very mild asthma, and it may be triggered very infrequently, Or you could need daily medication that's on a rather high dose that is you need to take it every day in order to get your asthma under good control. So, and that may be in the same person at different points in their life.
Is there any prevention for asthma?
Prevention for asthma, meaning prevent it from developing in the patient.
Yeah, or even, you know, if you are somebody with diagnosed asthma, is there a way to know what triggers it and avoid those triggers? Or is it kind of a foregone conclusion that something will happen?
No, absolutely. Certainly allergies are a major trigger for many people, so controlling that would be very important. As long as your asthma is stable, if your allergies are bad enough, maybe allergy shots would be something that to consider to get your symptoms under better control. Individually, the triggers differ. So if you, and you know this from just experience, so if you know that being in a home with a cat or being in a home with a smoker triggers your asthma, you're going to need to not be exposed to those triggers to control your symptoms.
Well, so is there a point at which, as you say, you know your child and in their second decade, they can take charge of their own care. Is there a point as an allergist that you change the treatment plan for a child? Does it change as they become a teenager or enter into later life?
Yes, I think depending on how stable a child's asthma is, they should see a pediatrician or an asthma specialist every 3 to 6 months. And this is not only to make sure that their symptoms are under control, but if they've been stable for a long time, maybe it's time to decrease the amount of medicine they're on. Because we're always looking to be on the minimal amount of medication necessary to control symptoms. And so in childhood, this can vary widely, like I said before. And so it is important to not just assume you're going to have to be on the same dose for years or for the rest of your life. Regular follow-up is recommended.
Are there any warning signs you'd like parents to know about that the kid's asthma is getting worse? Not that they're, you know, about to have an attack of some sort, but that it's not being treated properly. Is there something they should be looking for?
I think a lot of people associate wheezing with asthma, and certainly that is a major cause of wheezing, asthma is. But I think it's underestimated how much these kids cough. And cough without wheeze can still be asthma. And so it's important to get that looked at, because someone who's coughing every day, every night, or coughing every time they exercise or laugh or cry, these are some early signs that there is uncontrolled asthma.
So that's when they should definitely see their pediatrician, maybe, you know, see their allergist, immunologist, rework their treatment plan, look for other things that can work. In the last minute, Dr. Kim, your best advice for parents of children with asthma and ways that they can basically live with it?
Well, basically, you want to use your medications on a regular basis. Keep in close contact with your pediatrician or asthma specialist. Be very aware of how to use these inhalers. That is probably the number one reason why inhalers don't work. They're not being used properly. So being really educated about that is really important.
I think that is important, and making sure that your doctor teaches your child how to use that inhaler properly, because then it certainly will work better for them. You're listening to Healthy Children with our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you miss any of the great information that we're giving here, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. You know, we're also on iHeartRadio, streaming live, and you can download our podcasts on iTunes as well. So we're really all over the place. Make sure you share these shows with your friends on Facebook and Twitter, because that's how everybody gets this great information together. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.